Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, Seer Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, tape number 18. And we just going to see if we find our elder and bring him in and tell y'all about the broadcasting. We got a lot of memos on why people do what they do, and based upon, see, once you have the information, you know why people do what they do, because they have their history. They have their history. They're like the owner of the Nets. He got his history. See, he is by genetics, or what they call it, birthright, whatever you want to call it. He is Moab, so he the one that put that stipulation in on all the things that Kyrie have to do. Because they remember one thing, their history. See, we don't know our history. That's why we are at a disadvantage, and this broadcast is so much is to your advantage to not only hear the word, take notes, apply it in your life to your loved ones. See, a lot of times we don't know why people do what they do. Because first of all, the Chinese people know soundly that that big wall that was built, it was built up by buying slaves that was Israelite descent, and they the one built the big Chinese wall up. The Chinese is Moab of the Bible. The owner of the Nets is a Chinese man. They know their history. They know that you came out of Egypt and you wasn't bothering anybody. You was going to your land. The Chinese people's order you to be cursed. The same Chinese people is the one that sell you Egg Foo Young and everything else, because you don't know your history. That's why anytime the Chinese can stick it to you, they will, and with this ancient Moab, because they know what you did to them by hanging them up and delivering them up in the 24th or 22nd chapter of Exodus, Leviticus. They know their history. You don't know yours. And that's why it's so important for you to take notes when the Six Anointed Camps come on this broadcast, and why people react to always trying to break you down to be a second, third, fourth class people, because they know their history and they know what they put on you today. Do you think that man that owned an S want to pay two players all of $1 million? If he can get opportunity to get that money back, he'll get it back because he know his history. So that's enough saying. So I mean, I'm answering his memo why we was able to go that direction, because Yahweh gave it to us, and there's no accident when things come out. And once you recognize and apply who you are, children of the book, children of Israel, it's over. And so we want to play today. I don't know, we better play nothing. Might play nothing. In the same token, you got to hear the Kyrie. You got to hear what Martin Luther King said. You got to hear what he says, Malcolm X said. Tip is on it. So whoever is leaving these messages on the answer machine, I'll tell you one thing. Don't call and teach. Just leave the message. We'll make a note of the message. You know, don't waste your time in teaching like this rabbi called and I'm going to do some teaching about, do I know who the Cushites is? Do you know you was called a Cushite? See, that's the part that, you know, quite natural. We know about the Cushites. We know about the Ethiopians. So don't call to teach. All the elder be telling you. Don't call to teach. Just leave your message, and we'll see which way we go with it from there. You got it? Good. All right, enough said on that. So our job is to just bring the information out according to the Bible. So it's no accident when we hear any statements made about anybody, because one thing about it, when you finally wake up, children of Israel, and be able to petition yourself, your family, stop going to the world system for relief. You got to come to yourself. And that's why it's so important about the 12 in every camp, bump shoulders, 26 verse 40 of Matthews. Just get into a solitary place and just talk. Yahweh will take it from there. Very important. But I know you don't pay the seal, no, never mind. But I'm telling you something, it's going to cost you not paying the seal, no, never mind. All right, I'm going to bring out Elder and tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll tell you from there. Had a short broadcast yesterday, and for whatever reason, Satan can get in anybody, no doubt about it. So when you're laying that hammer down, Satan can get in anybody. Remember, in 1 Chronicles 21, Satan got into David. So if Satan get into David, he can also get into your seer. That's why we tell you plainly. Don't worry about the seer say. Make him prove what he say. In the same token, make everybody else prove what they say too. See, I love you said. Well, prove what you said. I don't have no problem with it. Because I ain't going to tell you nothing that the Bible don't support anyway. So you're not offending me when you tell me, well, give me a second witness and do this. You know, I don't want you to believe me. But I tell you one thing, believe the Bible. When we break the Bible down before you, believe the Bible. Got it? Good. We're going to find out here to tell y'all about this broadcast. We'll take it from now. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow. Be back on the airways Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Got it? Good. Elder Mr. Tills, Yahweh bid you that seed royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the seed well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder. We had a lot of comments pertaining to they didn't know these things in the Bible. See, people, they're not going to They're not going to never give you a degree and tell you who they are, but they always can come up with a lot of things and tell you some things, but they never could tell you the, like, who built that wall up in China. Israelite slaves. See? When the Israelites came out of the land over there in Numbers, why'd you going to jump in? See? A whole lot of stuff got to be dealt with, so it's no accident when things come out. So we just going to turn it over to your elder, and if something come out of your statement and Yahweh want me to deal with it, we will deal with it. But right now, you're on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. As I always say, among a cast of hundreds of thousands, it's always a great pleasure to be among those many people that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and some information. And I'm glad we did touch on that subject yesterday about Moab and Ammon, because that was an experience that I had that I found was a bit excruciating. Boy, never try to out-talk Ammon. That guy, he might not say all the words that you can understand. He'd be trying to speak English. Half of it you understand, and the other part you don't. You have to look at his face and see if he's angry or not, and even that might fool you. And then leaving that, who was Teman? You know, ran into one of these guys. Now, they're like a submarine commander. Run silent, run deep. Solemn face. They will talk to you like nothing's wrong. And all the time, planning to overmind you. Teman. That came from, I believe, Edomite in Genesis. And the seer was talking about history. I do touch on that quite often. And it's something that you have to pay attention to, because this program teaches about history and the Bible. I always say you have to know there's a history of the world past, which takes understanding, and the world present. And remember, our history starts from our birth to our death. After that point, it's somebody else's history. But those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. Those are the problematic people. And those who fail to learn it correctly, well, they're simply doomed in this world and the world to come. This is why we take our time and welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. Because we find that a teacher can't learn from his students. Because he's given wise counsel, and he has knowledge. But he also even gains more knowledge by teaching. And this is what happens on this program. Now, a student can also learn from wise counsel and possibly learn and teach themselves one day. And if you check, it shows well in all the SIPS camps that teach. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We have the knowledge to know we have those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contests like Ammon for their righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons at Constantine. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast in these dark times. And thank you for attending. We always come to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You have now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or a high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our online class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, in the tribeyada.com. And after clicking on this one, this big line, you're going to see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menus. But after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building the school, which I see on a daily basis is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpful as we continue to speak on this program called Yahuwah. Also while there, we even have a calendar. Check that calendar while there. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program that features available only during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites. And click the red live buttons as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. Also, we even have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tryyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions for the biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind, the first being our live conference room. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with six or more accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But as was said a few minutes ago, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging doubt zone. Remember, we are the children of Yahuwah, the blessed peacemakers, as mentioned in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Also, you can order our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or after this. Remember to see us usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mrs. Sigourney, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging doubt. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any day that you see that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we're being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yahuwah. And you'll find this of the Yahuwah's Word is also working through the Bible Education online there to discuss those on the table topics we had during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel, riding their shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the Blood Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Power Talk. So we can start our teaching. I would suggest take notes. Press our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right there, hallelujah, that's excellent, helping out. I did write down about teaming and made a little note of it. And once we know, see, you ain't really got to call out, like, who teaming is. All you got to do is just watch in the pages of the book, and it will tell you by the action according to the Bible. Matter of fact, we'll take a look at teaming shortly when we see we'll be on stage. We'll take a look at teaming just because it's out there. Because teaming is in the Bible, but nobody is a part of their biblical name, just like the Chinese and the Japanese. They're not up on their biblical name, and you ain't up on your biblical name. You African American, Negro, and color, right? And Hebrew, and Jew, and Jewish, right? So that was this guy, this basketball says that we are part of the Jewish. And then another one of them stars has got a television broadcast and says, if anybody's supposed to know the Bible, or what is anti-Semitic, it is the Jewish people. They didn't want to sit the stage for what is anti-Semitic. See, these are the leaders you got. And then you got all your leaders of the past. They always want other nations to hear their call. From Marcus Garvey to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, we always direct our time to show where they. But no one goes into the Bible and show that things that is going on today was already prophesied. And if Yahweh put a spirit on the other nations to do what they're doing today, and you don't inform your peoples about these things, then you lose. They tell you everything you need to know about anybody is written in the manuscript. That's why you have to obey the ones he have put this calling on and recognize the ones that have the calling will go in the Bible and bring out whatever it is and make it plain for you and put it up for your left. Then you will see it openly. That's up to you. So we're going to see if we'll be on stage for the next episode, and we'll take a little look at teaming real quick, and then we're going to take a look at Kyrie and his problem that he had. See, nobody know why they have these problems, but Yahweh is bringing this thing to where a point that it's no more guessing. No more guessing. Who you are, it's no more guessing. Who they are, it's no more guessing. This thing was ordained from the foundation of the world on, if you do this, you got this coming. If you don't do this, you got this coming. The other nations was ordained to do what they're doing today. So you got to know how to get their fists out your mouth. And how you get them out your mouth is understanding what the Bible is saying, and then you make the calling on your own. All right, enough said on that. Let's see if we're going to be on stage for take number 18. Oh, we see the young lions. We see Brother Titus. He said, look, I want to get in that microphone high a little bit too. And then I got a question on the stream right now. What do this mean about Enoch walk with God? What do that mean by Enoch walk with God, WCC? What do that mean by, we might take a look at that. I don't know. See, you want to know what that means, Enoch walked with God. So, what it means, we might take a look at that. We don't know. Enoch walked with God. So, what do that mean? We'll tell you later on if Yahweh's will, because Enoch did not know no title of English, Lord God, Jesus, or Buddha. All of them was English. English wasn't even thought about till 449 and became official language in 1382. So Enoch did not walk with God. He walked with the four-letter man, YHWH, and that walk has to be precept to see what it means by that walk. So if we get a chance, we'll touch on that. Huh? Got it? Good. And then one thing. Believe the Bible. Satan can get in anybody. Satan can get in the seer. But the seer know I get Satan out of him. You know why? Go back in the Bible. But tell me, if I get in the word of Yahweh in 27 verse 3, Satan got the back of all of me. If I get into his word. Because if I close the book and think about things that's going on, yeah, Satan, he'll wrestle me down too. But I know a game changer. Open the Bible up. Oh, that's Satan talking through me right now. Got working my mind over. Let me get Satan up out of my mind by getting into this book. Got it? Good. Now, right now, Satan has to back up for the next 3 hours because you're in the word of Yahweh. He can't. He got to back up and take notes and see where he can come up another way. So you got to know how to keep Satan off you. And how you keep Satan off you? Stay in the word of Yahweh. Brother Titus, up and come and teach out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you, see you.
Yahweh bless you there, seer Israel of Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young man. Sounds to me. That's the way I like it. No doubt about it. All right. Another up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Brother Micaiah, Yahweh be there, see Roy.
And Yahweh bless you there, see Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And one of the mothers. One of the mothers. Now, my mother, he'll tell you bottom line. You know, see, you know, I'm really on the broadcast just to keep an eye on them young lions. But I get in where I fit in that, but I got my eye on them. I'm going to watch them real carefully, them young lions and them elders. That's right. Hey, Mother E, excellent. Yahweh be with you there, see Roy. Mother out of Camp 1, Mother E out of Camp 1. Yahweh be with you there, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of see Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's what I like. And I know Mother Z sitting there with a blank sheet of paper, 5 or 6 markers, waiting to hear something. Then she'll give you a comment later on what the Almighty want her to bring to the table. So we'll bring our mother in a little bit later, Mother Z. Right now, we're going to see can we get Brother Micaiah to look down at, and we see the memos you got there at WCC. Latter-day Saints, and the Catholic Church. I don't know what kind of meeting y'all got, but see what you take a look at that verse and tell us what do that mean by Enoch walked with the Most High. So are you going to rephrase it, huh? Okay. Instead of you saying some YHWs, you just rephrase it to the Most High, huh? We might take a look at that, too. We take a look at anything after we hear Brother Micaiah look right at Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. What that say there, young line?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 read, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Mm-hmm. Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And you have to believe that. Because right now, the elder dropped a statement down by teaming. We're not even tell you who teaming is. I'm going to let the Bible tell you who teaming is. I tell you we'll do that. let the Bible tell you, Brother Titus, let the Bible tell he man is by just let the Bible unfold itself. Who he man is? Good question. Let's see what it says in Obadiah chapter 1, 8 down to verse 10. Let's see, can we run down who is teaming and who fit that today? Teaming. Let's see what the Bible says in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. And Brother Micaiah helped me, Joel 3, 1 down to verse 3, 12 down to verse 16. Let's go back to back and see something about teaming. Then, Mother E, hand me the 13th chapter of 2 Ezra, 1 down to verse 5. Then Brother Titus come back behind it, and 6 down to verse 11. We'll see. Then Young Lion, Brother Micaiah, will go and look what it tells us that what's going to happen, and we're going to do what? We'll hold that verse up. Well, let's get this off the way first. Brother Titus, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Obadiah is here. Chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 8 reads, "Shall I not in that day, said Yahweh, even destroy the wise man out of Esau, and understanding out of the mouth of Esau?" Verse 8, "And your mighty man, O Teman, should be dismayed until the end, that everyone of the mouth Esau may be cut off by sloth." Verse 10, "For your violence against your brother Israel, shame should cover you, and you should be cut off forever."
So we found out one thing, that whoever Teman is, he's coming out of descendants of Esau. So whoever Teman is, he's a mighty man that's coming out of the descendants of Esau. Now, Brother Titus, in 36 chapter 15 down to verse 17 of Genesis, can you just add a little bit more flavor on it? Go to Genesis chapter 36, 15 down to verse 17. Let's see where they're pulling this from. They're pulling this from somewhere. So what we have learned so far, Teman is a descendant of Esau. And he hate him some Israel, and he's violent against him some Israel. So far about Teman. Now, we're going to go to 36th chapter with Brother Titus, and we're going to look at the 15 down to verse 17. Then skip down to 42, 43. Just to be doing something on the way of doing something. See, you never know what he's going to add in the middle of it. So, well, matter of fact, my brother Micaiah, get that 40 to 43 of that 36th chapter after brother get 15 on verse 17. Let's see what it says. Go ahead.
The book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 15 and 17. Genesis chapter 36, verse 15 reads, "These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, and Duke Canaan." Verse 16, "Duke Korah, Duke Atam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came from Eliphaz in the land of Esau. These were the sons of Adah." Verse 17, "And these are the sons of Buyuel, Esau's son, Duke Nahar, Duke Zerah, Duke Samar, and Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Buyuel in the land of Esau. These are the sons of Bashemah, Esau's wife."
But read verse 15, because you did. I didn't hear a name that I want to hear real good. Forgive those, see if he missed it. But in 36. Can you read verse 15 again, young lion?
Yes, sir. Genesis chapter 36, verse 15. These were Jutes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn sons of Esau, Jutes Timon.
That's it. Now I heard it. So they're right there. They're teeming right now. So we know Timon is a duke, and a duke, it means a chief leader. So whoever Timon is, the mighty man of Timon, is a chief leader. He's a chief leader. And Brother Micaiah, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, backed up with Mother E in Ecclesiastes 16. Can you help those see out? Because one thing we do know, Timon has a father called Eliphaz. Eliphaz has a father called Esau. And we find out they are, and we know the definition of dukes is a chief ruler or leader. So they're going to be leader, find out in Obadiah, they were the mighty men of Timon. So whoever Timon is, if he still exists according to the Bible, he's in rulership as we speak. And then we go to Ecclesiastes, Brother Micaiah, 1, 9 through 11. And Mother E going to have me 4, 16 back to back. And let's see if it worked out. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9 down to 11. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9 reads, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It has been already of old time, which was before us. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of former things, neither should there be any remembrance of the things that are to come with those that shall come after.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Mother.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 16. There's no end to all people, even of all that have been before time, before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, what we have learned, that whoever Timon is today, he's just not up on this biblical name, but he's still here today, according to that verse. Can I get a hallelujah about a young lion's on? How about a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Whoever Timon is, then do he still exist today according to Scripture? Young lion.
Hallelujah.
So we clear you somewhere, because there ain't no end. You just not up under your biblical name. And wherever you is, then you are chief ruler and you in power. That's what it says so far. And he said, because there's no new thing up on the heaven. So what does that new thing mean, Brother Titus? What does the new thing mean according to Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 10 and 11? What do that new thing, there's no new thing. What is this new thing that you got in code? Only the six anointed camps can bring it out on what this new thing is. Ecclesiastes, same book. Chapter 6, 10, 11. What about this new thing? Come on.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 10. That which hath been is named already. It is known that it is man. Neither may be contented with him that is mightier than he. Verse 11. Then there be many things that increase vanity. What is man the better?
Mm-hmm. So this thing he's talking about man. So this thing he's talking about is man, and this thing is pointing toward, so whoever team it is today, he's a mighty man, and he's a leader, a chief leader, and another thing he'll do, right before your eyes, he'll come to his place where he got empowered, and sometimes he might show up with just a suspenders on. They said, chief mighty man, you forgot to put a shirt on. He said, no, I won't put no shirt on. I want my back to be, I want you to pat my back real good. You know, he'll come in with no shirt on. That's the most powerful he is. He'll wear no shirt, but he can get him a good pat on the back. Man, that's how he rolls. So he exists today in suspense. He wants you to pat him on his back because he already knows by prophecy that the mighty man or T-man going to lay the fatal blow on a specific area and time appointed. You know that. But we also know that Brother Mackay is going to read that all that is basically a setup for us to not get caught up in it. Because in the book of Joel 3, 1, 2, and 3, and 12 through 16, we'll read the book about the mighty men of Teman and the mighty men of, what they call them, Amalek, and the mighty men of all them three names. All them names is really, so we have to be able to just pick them out. Hey, Brother Titus, we got to pick them out on who it best fit by going to First Chronicles. And then see, we do our time in the book. So we can go to First Chronicles and see these mighty men must be somewhere right here in First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 34. Down to verse 36. Let's see who is these mighty men for a process of elimination. First Chronicles 1, 34 down to verse 36. Come on.
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 34 to 36. First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 34. And Abraham begot Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel. Verse 35. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. Verse 36. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, and Zepho, and Dathan, Kanah, and Timnah, and Amalek.
Ain't that Amalek? Amalek, therefore, see, here go the three big dignitaries. It's Amalek, Zepho, and Teman. All these are the three of the grandsons, or same thing, son of Eliphaz. And Eliphaz is of Esau. And Esau, and they is considered as the dukes. And did we read, young line, did you give me that 40 down in verse 43? And if you don't mind, while you're looking for digit 36, 40, 43, can you pull up a picture of the chief man called the duke and tell this national audience, over 700 plus on the international side, what do a duke look like? A duke. We found out the dukes is the descendants of Esau, the dukes. And out of his loins come Eliphaz, and all the names, and all these names exist today, but they're called the dukes, but they are chief men. That means they run something. They in power, make decisions. And they're called the dukes, for you to understand, when you see the word called dukes, it's pointing toward Depo, Teman, Amalek, Eliphaz is their father, and Eliphaz is the father of Esau, and they're called the dukes according to Brother Micaiah, getting ready to read the 36th chapter, verse 49 to verse 43. Is that correct? Is we calling these guys the dukes according to the record? The record is 36, 40 to 43. What did it say that, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
Reading the book of Genesis, chapter 36, 40 down to verse 43. The book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 40 reads, and these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau, according to their family, after their places, by their name, Duke Timnah, Duke Elva, Duke Jetha, 41, Duke Aholbama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinnah, verse 42, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, 43, Duke Megadir, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, Esau, according to their habitation in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites.
Hey, you made a battle for all that. So now, Brother Micaiah, look on your, on that one-eyed Satan you got in your hand, and tell me what do a duke look like. And Brother Titus, come back to that one, First Chronicles 1:35. And I want to just make sure the picture is plain. And Mother E, hear me, Genesis chapter 25, verse 22, down to verse 25. Hey, wait on me, Mother. So now, in First Chronicles chapter 1, look at verse 35 again there. Young Lion, but Titus 1:35 says what?
The book of First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 35. The sons of Esau.
Hold on now. Now, you know Sid going to be watching you and see, you heard what Brother Micaiah just got through reading. Now, Sid want to know by what he just got through reading, we're going to see how you're going to attack this First Chronicles 1:35. You got the big stick already behind, you already got it behind your sitting table. Now, I want to see how you're going to attack this 1:35. I'm all ears. Come on.
First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 35. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jeus, and Jalam, and Korah.
Hold that point with that. Okay, well, now I'm gonna see with the other young lion. Look at that verse, and let's see what he come up with.
Book of First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 35. Verse 35 reads.
Yes, sir.
The sons of Esau, Duke Eliphaz, Duke Reuel, Duke Jehush, and Duke Jalam, and Duke Korah.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. It don't take much to get those seer happy. When they say, well, it ain't in there, then you just came out of the 36th chapter. Yes, it is. The names are right there. You got the big stick behind your back. So when you read these names, Eliphaz, Duke Eliphaz, Duke Teman, Duke Amalek. So now you're putting a picture to them. And when they squeal, we know Duke is the chief ruler. So whatever they is, they're chief. But these are the Dukes. So here go the Duke, the sinners of Esau. Now, excellent. But Titus, take note that when you're reading that 36, after you got that 15 through 17 already in your bag, it's time now to raise that level so high that it's on the shadow of a doubt. These got to be the ones. Because they breaking this thing down like they was back there in the past. Yes. So here go your Dukes is. Your Dukes is the sinners of Esau. That's who they are. That's what they look like. Now, we won't know what Esau looked like and what the Dukes look like after Mother Reed. Then we're going to go and see, can we put a picture with that one eye saving we got in our back pocket on what do a Duke look like after we find out what the father of the Dukes look like. Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother E. What can we read in 25, 22, 25 of Genesis? Let's talk about it for a minute. Come on.
Book of Genesis 25, verse 22 to 25. Verse 22 reads, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Yahweh. Verse 23, and the Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 24, and when her day to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Verse 25, and the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
That was a powerful read, that Mother E. That was excellent. That was a powerful read right there. Yeah, and they called his name. He come out red, hairy, old. But Mother, what kind of red was that in 29, 22? What kind of red? See, because you watch Malcolm X, he calls red. If you look at it real carefully, he look brown as red. So you got to make sure we got to know what kind of red is we talking about. Red, and then in your compact Bible dictionary, could you look up the word ruddy there? Young line, look up ruddy for those seers. Put old ruddy to the side. I want to read something about ruddy. Because they have a tendency to have a problem with that David is ruddy. In the same token, I want you to look on your telephone, pull up anything that looks, put in ruddy, and take that one-eyed telephone, that thing, and look at ruddy with your picture. Would you believe what you see on your own phone? You go to pull your phone up. I mean, they go to pull the phone out anyway. So we can put in ruddy and see what comes up that we can look at with our own eyes. Ruddy. Because they have a tendency to say ruddy looks like something else. But with your own eyes to see when you look up ruddy and put a picture up for your eyes, ruddy. With your own eyes deceive you? Has it got that bad now? Where your eyes, you can hear somebody say something and look right at the picture, and you just can't believe it because you heard so many smooth words that the words really you are heard is words that, Titus, the words that they really have heard is words that, and you have identified when words is like this in Psalm 55. It's some words that you have to identify with. In 55, you got to make sure the words is not having a 21 connotation to it. 55:21. See, you got to make sure when you told something, you told it long enough. But that's why you got to know how to get in this book, because you don't want to keep on going with words that got Psalm 55:21 on it. But Titus, what can we read out of 55:21?
The book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 21 reads, "The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but what was in his mind? His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn towards."
You gotta watch. You got those that give you words that are smoother than butter, softer than oil, whatever they said. You know how I said, you know, can't cook good. But you got to watch these words that you've been hearing all your life, and these words that come out of his mouth be smooth than butter, softer than oil, you know. You have to be able to, look, wait, this is why, you know, I was asked a question. If you can go back in time, what will you do? I swear, if I can go back in time a little bit, I'll try to get these, I'll try to pull these leaders aside and the ones that we hold at a higher level to show them that their problem was that you have to make a calling according to, if you make a calling according to the Bible, Brother Micaiah, if you do so in the book of Micah chapter 5, verse 12. Can you help? If you make a calling according to the Bible, can you tell me what Micah chapter 5, verse 12 says? Let's see what it says. If you make a calling according to the Bible. Mm-hmm.
We're going over to the book of Micah chapter 5, and we're going to read verse number 12. Book of Micah chapter 5, verse number 12, read. "And I will cut off witchcraft out of your hand, and you shall have no more soothsayers."
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, that was excellent. But that was excellent. That's right. He gonna do all that once you come to knowledge yourself. But we just gonna go to Amos now. Same book. I mean Micah. Micah chapter. Oh, Amos. Make that Amos chapter 5, verse 12. Somebody
went
out of Amos 5:12
too there, you know what I mean? All right. We're going over to the book of Amos. We're going to read chapter 5, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For I know your manifold sin, transgressions in your mighty sin. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor and the gate from their right."
Verse 14.
"Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahweh of hosts shall be with you as you have spoken."
That's big talk there. So who wanna break that verse down right there? So now, he don't say something right there. Now, he don't say something to somebody. He don't told you your game changer. Now, you know, all the big dignitaries, that's what they left out. They left out never, they probably read it, but never understand. If you're going to pray these people, that you have to apply what Amos said. Because Amos said in 3, it was told to Amos in 3:7. "I will do nothing but reveal my secrets to my servants, the seers." So since he gave Amos the blueprint, and all you got to do is stop paying him, so never mind. So who want to take that verse and see exactly Who want to take that verse of dance and make those seer get happy? That 5:14. Who want to make the seer happy in 5:14? Somebody break that verse down for those seer there. Come on.
Okay, we're going to, I'll give it a shot. Well, this is what Yahweh says, plainly said. He said, Yahweh will be with you if you speak good and not evil.
Then he'll be, so if you speak good and not evil, then what you say again, Aaron Young? Then what? So if you speak good and not evil, then what?
Then Yahweh will be with you, and you'll live too. Matt that in there. He said, you'll live too.
Ain't that something? Jesus, he said, now, once you seek good instead of evil, then you got what you call, what again?
He said, you got Yahweh will be with you, and you'll live.
Yahweh will be with you. Now, don't you want Yahweh to be with you? He tell you how he'll be with you. He tell us right now. Now, how many leaders understood that? If you want to put all that time in on trying to make them sympathize with you and your plight. And he told Amos in 3 verse 7, hey, Amos, he says, I would do nothing but reveal my secrets to my servant seal. Now, I want you to write this. I'm going to pick this verse up and break it down, but the 6 anointed camps are voices of the true Israelite in time to come. He's saying if you want Yahweh to be with you, then seek good instead of evil. That's all. You're not going to be with you as long as you are not following the rules and regulations. Because he made it plain, Brother Titus and Sirach 33:14. He made it plain with the precept in Sirach 33:14. He made it plain that young lion, Brother Titus, what did he say? Plainly.
Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 14, reads, good is that against evil, and light against death. So is the Yahwali against the sinner, and the sinner against the Yahwali.
Yahweh have set good against evil. So it's nothing you can bring to the table if Yahweh's hand is in it. He said, I've already been ordained from my father, Yahweh the father, to set good Torah keepers against evil, non-Torah keepers. So you're not going to be able to pull this together. I don't care how many great speeches you make. Well, you know, I love all races. I love, and I don't have a problem with nobody. Huh? You see what you do? No, I'm not anti-myself. I'm not anti. See, in the book called The Picture of the Bible, when you look up Shem, and you look up the word called Shemite, Shemite was a name given by the Albright. If you go into the Picture of Volume 5, look up Shem. He the one produced that word in the 1800s, Shemite. Shemite. The word Semitic, who going to tell us, who going to pull up the word Semitic? I know we got a lot on the table already, but see, you got to do spirit of Yahweh. See, this word called Semitic, anti-Semitic, do you know the definition of the word called Semitic? One of the young lines, look up the definition of Semitic by looking right at the handout that was once when you wheel a machine in you. Man down real good. Now we're going to see what y'all believe for fear out of the same article. Shemetic. What that mean? Let's see which one of them young lions going to make the old fear get happy again. Shemetic. What that mean? And where you reading it from? Let's see. Come on.
Let me get my article. together. For the origin is Semitic, right?
Yeah. No, we're looking for the origin of Semitic. We want to inform our people that when they use the word called the proper definition of Semitic, because we found out that we found the word Shemite by pull up the pictorial of the Bible, volume 5, the word Shemite was a word that was invented by Albright in volume 5 of the pictorial of the book, Shemite. So when you hear him say, well, I'm a Shemite, like Yay be saying, and I cannot be anti-Shemite because I'm a Shemite. No. See, long as you talk like that, you always get him another jug at you. First of all, ain't no such thing as no Shemites. Ain't no such thing as no Shemites. This word is in their record book in volume 5 of the pictorial, exactly what year that Albright invented the word in volume 5 of the pictorial book. Volume 5. Look up Shem. Shemite. He'll tell you. He invented that word in the 1800s.
That's right.
That's a new word that comes from the mind of one of the five sons of Esau, Shemite. See? He told you in number 15, 15, and 16, as you are children of Israel, children of the book. You can't follow them. They got to follow you. Now, if you chose not to understand that, you put a curse on yourself and everybody. Every time you try to plead your cause showing what they're doing to you, you never bring up, first of all, that word don't even exist. That's in the mind of Albright in volume 5 of a pictorial book. He invented that word called Shemite.
Hallelujah.
You don't even deal with it.
That's right.
So that eliminates that. And then we use the word called Semitic. What do that word Semitic mean? That we can read. Who got it? Bring it on.
All right. I got some, got a couple things here. Well, I'm coming from the volume of Pictorial Encyclopedia Bible, volume 5, on Q through Z, page 408. And we're going to pick it up. Well, I'm going to drop down and pick it up and go back a few pages, go to page 337. They have Semite right here, but it says the descendants of Shem, similarities between Ham and Shem. Language, Shemite. Encyclopedia, page 130, the Chronicle, we have Shemite is a Negro. And then we have, picking it up in volume 10, the Red Britannica book, page 48. It is incorrect to speak of a Latin race or a Semitic race. The word Latin, Shemite, refers to language. It is also incorrect, but that's what we need right there. That's what I have so far.
That's right. It's incorrect. And if you're going to point at the word called, if you're going to point at it outside of the manuscript, the word Semitic, It refers to a group of languages of peoples. Semitic is pointing toward those that came out of Shem. And you got so many peoples came out of Shem. Matter of fact, the Japanese, the Chinese, and the Arabs come out of Shem. See? So you just can't specifically say you anti-Semitic, mean you against the Jewish community. And the Jewish community is a corrupt word for Jew, and Jew is a corrupt word for Judah. So that's corrupt everywhere. So you got to give me something else to work with. There's no such thing as no Jewish race, Jew race, and outside of your own book. There's no such thing as no Shemites out of your own book. See, all these things got to be dealt with. That's why when the microphone finally get in the mouth of the Six Anointed Counts, we just going to take your arm off by just reading the book. It's strongest thing it is reading Yahuwah's word. And Yahuwah's word gonna do it. So we have not to fear no Jewish community. Because Jewish is a word for Jew coming out of the old red comprehensive analysis of the Bible, page 282. The word Jew is a corrupt word for Judah. So Ish a Jew. So the word Jewish and Jew is corrupt for the fourth son of Israel, and the fourth son of Israel is Judah, and Judah got a complexion on him, and 14 verse 2, Brother Titus, and Jeremiah 14 verse 2, he looked like, and we're going to get back to mother in 29, 22 of Isaiah and see what the mighty men of Esau look like. What kind of red? It's not brownish red. But we already got the little piece of the one-eyed Satan bones already. And we look at red ruddish. And we're looking at red to dukes. And we're looking at the Bible in 29, 22 by Mother East shortly. After we take that word, we just said that the young line people would take a peep at. But the people in that young line. Young line, what you peeping at? I hear a whole lot of silence going on. We have some kind of birth. Did we have some kind of birth on the table or something? Then we have somebody working with a burst. Well, I'll tell you what, we didn't have it. Hey, mother E, give me that 29, 22. What kind of red is Esau?
Genesis 29,
22. No, Isaiah. Okay. Yeah, I want to know what kind of red. What kind of red is Esau?
Okay.
I need to know what do the Bible say, what kind of red? 29, 22 of the book of Isaiah. What kind of red, mother?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 22, read.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 22. Therefore, thus said they, Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham concerning the family of Jacob, Israel. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale.
So wait a minute, Mama. Wait a minute. So he said, look here. I've done my whoop miseries, but one thing I would never do to a descendants of Israel, I will never let their face be what?
Wax pale.
Yeah, man, young line. Get me out there, young lines. You say you'll never let their face be what?
Hell red.
I don't care how much I beat them down. I don't care how much I beat down the children of the book, the children of Israel, the Israelites. That's one thing I would not put on them no more like I did Miriam. And the guy over there in the Second Kings chapter 5. You will never be what kind of red?
Hell red.
So you might, because you know it's called Malcolm X, you know, in his days in the cell and days on the street. They just call him red. They call him dirty red. Hey, dirty red. They just call him, look it up. It's called Malcolm X, dirty red. You see? That's what he was called when he was hustling, dirty red. And if you look at him real carefully, you see the redness in his brownness. Redness in
right.
The, but he's not pale red.
That's right.
Now look up the word called, look up, but he's not pale red. Pale red is the one that comes out of the descendants of Esau. And pale red is the dukes. Esau is the father of the dukes. Now, can anybody tell me what do a chief man look like called the dukes? Take that one-eyed Satan called Jeroboam and look up the dukes. Was he in Great Britain, Russia, France, Germany, America? The duke is the duke. And every time you bring up a Duke, could anybody tell us, Seer, in this national audience, over 700,000 plus, what do a Duke look like, which is the Sons of Esau? What they look like according to that picture?
Well, I'm looking them up right now in the Google dictionary, I mean, in the Google search, and I looked up the images of all the Dukes, Dukes in Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and America. And all of them are pale red.
All of them is pale red. All of them is pale red. So the sins of Esau is pale red. Esau's the father of the Dukes. And all five sons is pale red. So when you read about Amalek, pale red. Pale red, see, right? Do you believe it? Look, you can look right at a picture and you won't believe it. We just proved in the Bible that the children of Israel will never be pale red. Pale red is exclusive for the Dukes. And now we're going to look up the word ruddish. Because they go in the Bible, and they'll say, well, David was ruddy. Now we'll go on that one-eyed Satan phone and look up ruddy, and it tells us, what do your eyes say ruddy is? You know, your eyes. You know the eyes. Put your glasses on. Look up ruddy and tell me, what do you see ruddy? You see, maybe a bunch of animals. Might see a bunch of anything. But whatever you see, I want somebody to tell the national audience by looking on that one-eyed Satan, what do ruddies look like? Come on.
Okay. Well, I pulled up some descriptions of ruddy in different contexts. What I come to find out in the images, as I look at ruddy, I don't see anything that's pale red, but I do see dark complexion people with that, you know, you call Malcolm X reddish, got the reddish like tone to them. I'm looking at a duck that's ruddy. It's very brownish with a reddish tone to it, but it's very brown. I'm looking at it even look like some type of horse that's ruddy. And it compares to King David's complexion. It's very dark brown complexion. And I'm looking at, I don't know what this one is, but it's some animal I'm looking at again that's ruddy and a bunch of human beings that's ruddy. But all of them is dark complexion like us.
And that's the bottom line. Do you believe what your eyes see? Got it. You got cows there. You got all type of ducks and horses. Ruddies is a brownish complexion. And we come in many shades of brown. But since they words as smooth as butter, they'll tell you ruddy means pale red. See?
Mm-hmm.
And you confused. So now, you can prove. Now, the people over in the land of Israel, what do they look like? Do they look like the Dukes, that's pale red? Or do they look like the ruddies of the one that you're looking at right now? What do they look like? And we found out that Judah is 14, verse 2. Brother Titus is what? Brother Titus? And 14, verse 2, there, Brother Titus and 14, verse 2 of Jeremiah. Can you help those see out there in 14, verse 2?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourneth in the gates thereof labors. They are black unto the ground. And the cry of Yahweh
right,
Judah is gone up.
That's good. They black to the ground. Now go back to 1 Chronicles one more time there. Young man, back to 1 Chronicles 34. Somebody want to pull out while we're there. 1 Chronicles 34. Now, to show what people come from. In 1 Chronicles Brother, what it says in 134?
First Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 34. And Abraham begot Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel.
So Esau, the pale red man, came from who?
Esau, pale man red, came from Isaac.
Where did the pale red man, who is the pale red man's father?
Isaac.
And who is Isaac's father?
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
That's right. So Abraham and Isaac is the one that produced the pale red man. So the pale red man came from people that look like. So you see, you just take the Bible and take care of business. So you know when they love to tell you, well, they used a white man came from the black, but they can't never put it together. Because you got to come step under the 609 account. Here's real. The pale red man came from Isaac, and Isaac came from Abraham. And Abraham came from Shem. That's how you take care of business. And we know that Shem is a man of color. That's how it happened. So that's how he came, right there. That's how he came. There you right there. They go to your origin right there. That's why Zepho, they told Zepho, Kittim said, hey, would you pray to you? I heard that your father is got that four-letter man. But he said, my father is Isaac, and my grandfather is Abraham, and my brother is Israel. But I came out all pale. See, pale red. And then you know the pale red is a dude. So now, I mean, look over the land of Israel. What do you see? Do you see dark-skinned peoples? Do you see, now let's go to Zum's Bible Dictionary, and then in some of that's I want to give me the Zum's Bible Dictionary and look up Ham, and they're going to make a statement, and I won't know who these peoples is right here. Look what he says about the dark-skinned peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Zum's Bible Dictionary. Which the young lion's going to bring it up for me? Zum's Bible Dictionary.
All right. We're going to the Zum's Bible Dictionary. Compact Bible Dictionary on page 213. We're going to read about Ham. Ham reads, the son of Noah, born probably about 96 years before the flood, and one of the 8 persons who lived through the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark race, not the Negro.
So now they say Ham is the progenitor of the what race?
Of the dark race.
Of the dark race. All right, he's the progenitor of the dark race. So he's the father of the dark race. Now, read the next verse.
All right. Not the Negroes.
Stop right there. But not the Negroes. So he's not the father of the Negroes. Now,
that's right.
Titus. Chapter 13, verse 1. See, this is how you do surgery on whatever. See, sooner or later, those seals are going to be laying back, and you'll hear a report that somebody out of 609 camp, you know, they were doing surgery. Oh, yeah? They were doing surgery? That's what we got to do, y'all. We got to do surgery. That's why the room is so important to rehearse the Righteous Act. Matter of fact, read that, Brother Micaiah, we got to do the 5-11 in Judges. We got to be a 5-11 in Judges. You know, sooner or later, see them on the hill, a surgery job is done. You know, not a lot of apologizing and, you know, I love everybody. No, we're just going to see what the book say. That's all we're going to see what the book say. That's all we're going to do. What it say in Judges 5:11, what it say we can read?
In the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse number 11. Verse number 11 reads, they that are delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of dry water, there shall they rehearse the righteous act of Yahweh. Even the righteous act.
The only way you're going to be delivered, we got to do what? According to 5:11. What we got to do?
Rehearse the righteous act of Yahweh.
We got to rehearse the righteous act of Yahweh. And that's why Yahweh made it. Hey, Mother E, he made it plain in 26 verse 40 of Matthew about rehearsing the righteous act. Now, all the way we're going to rehearse the righteous act, Mother, we got to see what Matthew 26 40 verse says to rehearse the righteous act. What it says in Matthew 25 verse 40. We're talking about is the only way we're going to be able to rehearse the righteous act, we must have up some 26 verse 40 working with. What does it say that, Moses? Matthew.
Okay.
What does it say that, Moses?
The book of Matthew chapter 26 verse 40.
Yes, ma'am.
And he come unto his followers and find them asleep, and said unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour?
So the only way we gonna be able to fulfill prophecy of rehearsing the righteous act, hey Mother, according to that verse, what we gonna have to do pertaining to the 12 with the black book? What do we got to do according to that verse? According to that verse, what to do, Bob? What we got to do according to 26 verse 40?
Okay, what this 26 40 said is that they couldn't watch with Yahweh the Son for 1 hour. So from what I'm getting out the flag is that we should at least study for 1 hour.
All 12 should get together in one place, in one room, whatever the room, and do what, Mother? What should we do? According to that verse, 26 verse 40.
Study for 1 hour.
What we got to do, Mother?
Study for 1 hour.
30 for 1 hour. We got to make sure. I don't care how busy our schedule is. If we put 10 hours on the job and 7 hours, 8 hours sleep, it's still how many? If 10 and 18 is gone, how many hours left that month? If 10, 18 hours gone, how many hours left?
Six.
You mean we can't take 1 hour out of that six?
No.
No, we got to call on us and bump shoulders. How long, Mother?
That's 8 hours left, ain't it? 16.
Yeah, 6 hours. Yeah. But can't take one of them hours. Okay, but can we take one of them hours left and come into a room and just talk 1 hour to fulfill prophecy? Mother, you think we can do that? You think we can pull that off? After we got 18 hours out the way. I mean, after we don't got our 18 hours out the way. Can we take 1 hour, that's remaining 6 hours? Can we take one out of six and rehearse the righteous act to fulfill prophecy? You think we can do that, Mother? Think that can be done, Mother?
Can be. It can. Well, ain't nothing possible. Well, yes, it can be done.
Right. So all we gotta do is remember what a Mother. It made a statement, mother, in Luke chapter 1:37. Can you help those see out, mother? What it says in Luke 1:37. Help those see out what it says in Luke 1:37.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 1:37.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Luke, chapter 1:37.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, chapter 1:37. Verse 37, read. But with Yahweh, nothing impossible.
Say it again,
Mother. For with Yahweh, okay. Luke chapter 1:37. For with Yahweh, nothing shall be impossible.
So if we got. So if we in Yahweh, Mother, what you saying now? Now help me out, young lion. Now if we in Yahweh, according to verse 37, what did you say, Mother?
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing. I don't care how big you see the old giant is right now. I don't care how big you see the giant is, if we just follow what Yahweh got written. He said,
that's
you do
right.
good, I'm with you. You do good, I'm with you. And we find out there's nothing impossible for Yahweh. So all we got to do is step out in Yahweh, take one of them hours out of them six, and all 12 get together in one room and just rehearse the righteous act. That's all y'all do. And then you doing the will of Yahweh, and Yahweh will be with you. Because when you rehearse the righteous act, you won't be fumbling around when it come down to anything. We know exactly what to do. Whatever medicine that community need or them subject need to come for you, you let them bump their gums and you table them. About back up. But Micaiah, go back to that constitution where, and I need 5 and 6 of that constitution. But you understand something that's written. See, once we understand, see, we can, you know, it's just prayer. It's once we all come to get together, we're going back to the constitution, what was written. We read verse 4 and 5. Now let's read verse 6 and 7. See, once we come together, O nation, not to Zion, Zephaniah 2:1, 2, and 3. And just come together, then believe in your Yahweh, because you got the game changer. He's saying he's with you. And maybe somebody might just all of a sudden put the constitution of Wade versus, what was the name? Who versus who again? You know, it was a slave versus a slave master. A slave versus a slave master. See that? That was what we're getting ready to read. And we're going to read the outcome of the slave versus the slave master by just looking at verse number 6-7. And we need to know what year it is there, young lion. Micaiah, we're going to give you all the time. We're going to talk and give you a chance to wrap it all up. And I ain't forgot about my Joel 3:1, 2, and 3, 12-16. I ain't forgot about it. You just get back at it. I make notes of everything, but it just surprised me what's coming out. So I got my pen already laid. I wrote it down. But right now I want to know, according to first read 4-5 about a week ago. Now it's time to read verse 6 and 7. Where to say that, young lion?
Okay, we're going back picking it back up. Dred Scott versus Sanford. 1856.
Now, stop it there. Now, I'm going to paint the picture. This is called the slave versus his owner. That's what it is. The slave is Dred Scott versus his owner, Stanford. The owner. The slave's going to take the owner to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Y'all got it? Let's see what happened. And let's see what happened in verse 6, 7. Now, let's read 6, 7. Let's see what we get out of 6 and 7. Come on.
Okay, picking it up at number 6. All right, Philippians 6 reads, the only two clauses in the Constitution which point to this race, treat them as persons whom it was morally lawfully to deal in as articles of property and to hold as slaves. Number 7, since the adoption of the Constitution of the United States, no state can, by any subsequent law, make a foreigner or any other description of persons, citizens of the United States, nor entitle them to the rights and privileges secured to citizens by that interest.
What is it saying in verse 6 and 7? Can anybody have to say what is it saying? Because Blaine is taking his master to court. But then the slave, you know, he had him what's called a lawyer that give you a defender. What if you get, just give you some just stand before you, you know what I'm saying? That way, come. So he's taking his master to court. And then the judge was looking at 6 and 7 on his, and what was read again in 6 and 7? Who want to break that down for those seers and for the national audience, what was talked about in 6 and 7 when their side told the judge that look what we got in verse 6 and 7. What are they talking about in 6 and 7? Come on.
Well, 6 and 7 is pointing out that the Constitution saying that the slaves will always be property and held as slaves. And that since they had adopted the Constitution in the United States, it said no state, no matter which state it is, law, it don't matter who it is, can make a foreigner or any other person a description of persons or citizens. If you're a slave, then you'll never be a citizen of the United States under that Constitution or have any rights or privileges. To be citizens or any instruments of citizens or anything. I mean, you always just be instruments. So you don't have any rights here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So you can't, well, I tell you what, this court right here has got a president. We'll take it to a higher court. So that don't work, huh? So we
don't matter where, it doesn't matter.
The higher, you can pay a little bit more money, and you're going to be out a little bit money because same thing, they're going to be reading the same thing the lower court is read. So when you get to the, I'm going to take it to a higher court, huh? Okay, good. So now you go on in being African-American, Nick. That's why you know that they make sure they always get you to make sure you say, you, I'm African-American, I'm Negro, I'm colored, I'm black. I'm black, Hebrew, Israelite. They make sure that you use these terms, because they no longer use these terms, black, Hebrew, I'm a Jew too. Long as you use these terms, they already know that the judge must rule according to the Constitution. Long as you remain to be John Anderson Smith. So you, John Anderson Smith is cattle. You was purchased. You were slave. Long as you got these names with you, you were slave.
Uh-huh.
So now you see what? Majority of the time, I don't care how good your case is, you lose. You don't know why you lose. And all the leaders there before you never told you the reason why you're going to lose. Because the terminology of us black folks want some reparations. Remember that word called again? I probably said it wrong.
Restitution.
We want some
restitution.
Black folks. Yeah, us black folks want to be pay for what we did. So wait a minute. You black, African-American, Negro, Nigger, and all these names you're under. Listen, every time you go before their court, knowing that Yahweh told you plainly, if you carry these names, you up under what? Let's see what he says. But Titus, what he says in 65:15, carry them names, what you up under. Isaiah 65:15. Let's push this envelope just a little bit. Let me show you something according to, long as you keep on doing what you're doing, and that's why if I can go back in time, I will tell Marcus Garvey, I would tell Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, y'all always throw in us black folks from Africa. Do you know on the books, you automatic on lose because you're not going to have no, Brother Micaiah, you're not going to have no Amos 5:14 when you go before him. And Mother E, you're not going to have Psalms 91:1-2 working with you. And Brother Titus, you're not going to have Deuteronomy 29:29. So you got all this right here going to be, long as you continue doing what you're doing, let's see what these verses put out to be. Come on. Let's hear some good reading. Come on.
Brother Micaiah going over to the book of Amos. So pick it up at chapter 5:14. The book of Amos, chapter 5:14 reads, seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahweh of hosts shall be with you as you have spoken.
Now hold that point there, young man. See, you want Yahweh with you because in the Bible, in the 7th chapter of Joshua, in the 7th chapter, it talks about the reason why you want Yahweh with you, because he got it written. He stood before the big dignitary of the children of Israel, and Joshua was on the clock. And he looked Joshua eyeball to eyeball in the 7th chapter. And he said something to him that we can read. Now we're going to see what he said to him that we can read. And sooner or later, we're going to have to do surgery. We knew these days is coming. And he said something to him in 7:10 down to verse 13. Let's see what he said that we can read, that we can read. Brother O'Shea, Brother Micaiah.
Hallelujah.
Book of 7th chapter, pick it up verse 10 down to verse 13. What did it say that we can read?
The book of Joshua, chapter 7. Verse 10 down to verse 13. The book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 10 reads, and the Yahweh said unto Joshua, get you up, wherefore liest you thus upon your face. Verse 11, Israel hath sinned. They have also transgressed my covenant, which I command them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also. And they have put it even among their own stuff. Verse 12. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemy, but turned their back before their enemy, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Verse 13. Sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus says Yahweh of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemy until you take away the accursed thing from among you.
Here's the name. He said, you're not going to, listen, it's a cursed thing among you. He said, you can't stand before your enemy. And he also said, I'm not with you anymore. I'm not with you. See what the man is saying? No, you don't make a decision on what the Bible said. Yahweh told you, if you do good, I'm with you. And long as you to be with the cursed thing among you, I'm not with you. Now, what is the cursed thing that's with you? Oh, come on, brother. Give me my 65. Let me show you a cursed thing that's with you. He said, as long as you got a cursed thing with you, I'm not with you. See what the man is saying? Once you had a cursed thing with you, I'm not with you. Let's see what number one cursed thing that you got tied all around your neck, in your brain, all down to the bottom of your feet. But Ty, what you read in 55 and 65, 15? What you read?
The book Isaiah says, chapter 65, verse 15 reads, and you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh shall slay you and call his service by another name.
He going to slay and not only slay you, not only slay you there, young lion. He said, not only going to slay you. In the book of Isaiah 42, not only going to slay you. In Isaiah 42, can you help me out there, Brother Titus? Can you help those see out in 42? Not only he going to slay you. In Isaiah 42, we going to do something else that we can read. So 42, verse 24 and 25. Let's see what else he's going to do. Isaiah 42, verse 24 and 25.
The book Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 24 and 25. Isaiah 42, verse 24. Who gave Israel for its fall, and Israel to the rock? Then not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned. For they would not walk in his way, neither were they obedient unto his law. The first five books, Torah instruction. Verse 25. Therefore, he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and has set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him. Yet he lay not to mind.
He said, I'm burning on every business deal, everything he put his hand to, I'm burning. And he ain't never considered, why is Yahweh keep burning me on every, and he used other nations to help physically, but it be Yahweh behind working on you. He's burning you on every side. Because he gave you the game changer. He gave you the game changer. He said, I'm burnt him on every side. Don't you see every leader still with you? I burnt him on every side. And nobody still ain't figured out. Why did we lose that? Why happened? He tell you right there in 60, he said that, he told you right there by the mouth of Isaiah in 700 B.C., the reason why I'm a button you on every side, and Brother Titus, can you break that down in a 65:15? What is the reason I'm going to bun you on every side, according to Isaiah 65, verse 15? Can you tell me why I'm going to bun you on every side that we can read?
Isaiah 65. Yes, sir.
No, you've already read it all. Can you help the OC out and tell us, now look at that verse, by being an up-and-coming teacher out of Thus Says Yahweh, can you look right at that verse and give me, get OC what he need out of it, Why is I'm going to burn you on every side by looking directly at that verse and breaking it down for us plainly for the 700,000 plus and 6515? Why is I'm going to burn you on every side? Why? Come on.
By leaving your name for a curse, by calling yourself, African American.
African American and Peter Wheatstone, Benjamin. You left your name for a curse. And now you know that all the other nations make sure they call you by the names, and they know. See, they know. As long as you apply to the name. And every leader that stands before you, they get on the microphone and they tell us Negroes, us blacks, you doing us Negroes and us black wrong. No all time, Yahweh, and he can't be with you. Because he don't left you. He can't be with you. They know they got more time. They know they got more time. And that's the reason why when we hear about this young basketball player, you know, he put on his case in grand style. See, everybody know when a game changes, it's going to change.
I didn't want to, be put in a position where I'm against any community. And like I said, during the press conference, that's one of the games. I just want to look up my name, Kyrie, which also translates in Hebrew to Yahweh, YHWH. And I wanted to share the link with all those that were also on the same journey in search for their heritage as I am on, which also translates in Hebrew to Yahweh, YHWH. My name is Kyrie, which also translates in Hebrew to Yahweh, YHWH. 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 Hebrew to Yahweh, YHWH.
Somebody will see out what really got him in trouble. When he saw adventure, what really got him in trouble?
Your phone letters, YHWH. Yahweh.
That's it. Phone letters.
That what really got him in trouble. See, we know what really got him in trouble. See, what when he said he was trying, he said his name, found out his name is Kyrie, and somebody told him his name is YHW. Told him that. He was on table. See, young basketball player, what really got you in trouble when you put that name out there in the airways? Because he knows that was the tape. Because Yahweh made it plain. Hey, Mother E, he made it plain in 9:16 of Exodus about that name right there. What did he say in Exodus 9:16 about that name? What did he say, Mother, about that name?
Okay.
What did he say, Mother? How you have me, Matthew chapter 24:12 out of verse 3. See, what the young man got to understand, what really got him in trouble is, and that's why they want to break him down, because he knows that name right there, that's the name right there. They ain't worried about you hollering, Lord God, Jesus, Lord, Allah, and care about that. Lord, when you talk about the left, that's why man, you in trouble. You try to venture down and find out, and you done some research, and you said somebody told you your name, Kyrie, means the four. But it's just the idea you brought that out to your mouth. That's the point. That's what it is. Well, Marie, that mother, what we read, mother? And nine.
Exodus.
Yes, ma'am. What we read?
Exodus chapter 9, verse 16. Very deep. For this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
What's his name? All the earth. Oh, Micaiah. Then what happened that we can read in 24, verse 12 to 14 in Matthew? So what happens when you declare his name throughout all earth? Yeah, you had a great platform. And like you said, well, my boys, no, your boys ain't done jack. On your platform, if you holler the Lord God and Jesus, you been the no one to talk and smack to. No, you said so on that platform that YHW, that what you said. So, and that YHWH in one, two, 24th chapter of the book called Matthew. Let's talk about it there. Young Lion, come on.
Okay. We're going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and we're going to pick it up at verses 12, 13, and 14. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 12 reads, "And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Verse 13. "But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14. "And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come."
And then, what that name is everywhere. And the covenant that come with the name, then what gonna happen according to 24:12-14? Then what gonna happen there, young lion?
And then shall the end come.
See that? So they see that. So they see. They remember. They got your records, and they know that they time. They got more time. Long as you is. Boycotting, picking it, hollering about you black, Hebrew, Israelites, and you are Lord God and Jesus man, and you know, and all that. In the book of Acts chapter 4, and you have to see out in Acts chapter 4, and the book of Acts chapter 4, let's see what we can read in verse number 4.
You say Acts chapter 4, verse 12?
We'll make it verse 7.
Verse
7, that young line.
Okay. The book of Acts chapter 4, verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, "And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this?"
They said, they sit them down. Hey, you listen to Mother E, you listen to them. They sit them down, and they ask, by what power and by what name had done this? See, what power and name that you done this. Now give me verse 12.
All right. The book of Acts, chapter 4, and we're going to drop down to verse number 12. Verse number 12 reads, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven
given among men, whereby we must be saved.
You see what he said to them? He said, listen, Big Digger, tell y'all corner me on the other side. But I know and you know it ain't but one name. One name that we're gonna be saved by.
Mm-hmm.
See, we know one name is the Lord God Jesus Christ Buddha. And the world know it too. They know it. But
that's
when
right.
You start to find out about this YHWH name, because that name will free you. That name takes you out, and that puts them under. Yeah, that put they know them bad things. When that sit there, because they say ain't but one name gonna get you salvation. Now, Brother Mackay, what name is that over there in 116:13? What is this one name they're talking about? See, ain't but one name gonna get you out of this world. See, I don't care how good the plan was with all the big leaders, all the big camps today. Listen to me carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't but one name gonna get Yahweh to be with you. One name. We want Yahweh with you? One name. One name. Every time, one name. What we read?
Yahweh.
The book of Psalms, chapter 116, verse number 13 reads, I would take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH. Yahweh.
So see, they already know that, you know, you can get together and hear if I want to, you know, and you get 4,000 y'all to come down for this brother's showing that y'all united and you got an army with you. I'm gonna tell you something. The army you want with you is the four-letter man. That's the man you want with you. And he said, as long as you carrying a name that you carrying, and then you mess around and say, we are the first, above Titus, we are the first what? And 11 to We are really the first what? 11, Acts 11, 26. Do what they say. We are the first what? But we are really the first what?
Going to Acts chapter 11, verse 46.
Yes.
Acts chapter 11, verse 26 reads, and when he had found them, he brought them to Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church, polluted word for the congregation of Israel, and taught much people and its followers. Disciplined ones were called Israelites first in Antioch.
Yeah, but you done a disservice to the 700,000 on the end. They don't read none of that. See, we got to understand, although we know we've learned it, but remember, we trying to teach. These are the words they're familiar with. They're familiar with the word called church and Christian. So we try to not edify ourselves. Trying to edify them. These names to the children of Israel, curse names. Church. They always say you got a church. And they'll say in a minute, I'm a Baptist Christian. This is why we have to be able to identify how we get them to what we can show them what it's all about. But we got to meet them where they at. At 11:26, see the word church. What they familiar with, we always going to church on Sunday. And then you got the big campus that first Christians. We really is the Christians. But they corrupted Christians. No, we ain't one of the Christians at any time. That is a curse word to the children of the book. But this is what they gonna say. We are the first Christians but then the other nations corrupt the word Christian. You listen to a real captain and they'll tell you, we are the first Christian. No, we ain't. No, we got nothing to do with no cursed name Christian, period.
Mm-hmm.
We are the people of Israel, the Israelites. That was real.
Yahweh.
We plainly but Yahweh is not with the church. He's not with Christians. He's not with Christians. He ain't with none of that. So, we go back.
Oh.
So remember, when we teach it, we got to when we teach others, when we teaching others, we must understand that they got to be clothed. They naked. So we got to plainly get them what they need to be clothed and righteous. What got them in trouble is they always needed some church that they'll say, like, all the big dignitaries, they can meet at some mosque or some church. And we do hear a little bit about Martin Luther King. He specialized in going to somebody's church. And he called the people he talked to the Negroes. See? So we got to meet them where they at to let you know, as long as you keep identifying with these names, you'll be up under the curse. And Yahweh is not going to be with you. You want to make them squeal. Look, it says, Brother Micaiah in Acts chapter 5, verse 28. Because we can only be calling this to edify. Then after we see their spirit get up, then we can ease in the good stuff. Don't even about the word, even Jerusalem. We can show you everything. Because they're lied on every point. But now ain't the time yet. Acts chapter 5, verse 28. Let's see, take it out of verse number 31. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, Acts 5, 8 down to 31. Listen to us.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 28 down to verse 31. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 28 reads, saying,
I'll tell you what. Hold that point. Back up to verse 27, 28. That's all I need. Look at this. And
this was
going on today. Look at
the
end of verse 27.
All right. The book of Acts chapter 5, verse 27 and verse 28. 27 reads, and when they had bought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, 28, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have fill Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
Then we strictly straighten to you. And so we don't care about you, how the Lord God and Jesus. We don't care about that. Just don't use his name. The four letters. We don't care about what y'all got going on. As long as you want to remain to be, we try to save the old Negro and all that. Now give me that 13 verse 1, Brother Titus. Now give me 13 verse 1. Because we see that word prepped up on 13 verse 1. Let's just go on Acts 13 verse 1. And let's see who we call in this name. And see, all you big dignitaries, the Malcolm X and the Martin Luther Kings and all the Megwitt, Evans, all of them had these words in their mouth. Oh, get ready to read that, young man. In 13 chapters, what are you talking about? Come on.
Book Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13.
Come on.
Verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch, certain seer, his teacher, and Barnabas, and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucas.
They was called Niger. Oh, who were you calling niggers? You call them the Israelites niggers. This big dignitary. The words you calling the Israelites niggers. They was called niggers. Then they water the word down and come up with the word Niger mean black. It was called them Black Nigger Peter. Black Nigger Peter, right there. Black Nigger Peter, right there in that 13 verse 1. All the way right there. So what color were the children of Israel? Black Nigger Peter. That was in India. Simeon. Black.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible is a death sentence to everybody when we come on the scene. It's a death sentence on them. Because we're going to meet you where you're at, and then we're going to ask you something. See? And when we start asking them something, it's over with. Because see, and Yahweh, he told you what to do when they bumped the gums in Matthew, Brother Titus, 21, Matthew 21, 23. And let's start reading a little bit. He used an illustration there, Brother Titus. And Matthew 21, 23, he used an illustration. Just read 23 and 24. Let me expound on the two verses. See, this is what you got to do. When they come and corner you up or you in a setting somewhere, they really bump the gum real good. Yeah, okay. Let's see what's going on in Acts chapter 21, verse 23. What did it say there, young lion?
Matthew?
Yeah, make it Matthew. Thank you. Thank you there, young lion. That's right. Make it Matthew 21, take it verse 23.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 23 reads, "And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority do as you these things? And who gives you this authority?" Verse 24.
Hold on there, line. Let's take it in there. He said, when they came in, they came into the temple. They came in and said, what authority? Who told you to be up there doing some teaching? Who told you? See, you don't get excited when they ask you questions. Okay, you let them bump their gums real good, and what happened next? 24.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 24. "And Yahweh's son answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I, and likewise, will tell you by what authority I do these things."
You see that? You see how we got to respond? When everybody won't talk to you, then you got to have it. I tell you what, I want to ask you something. You say I offended the Jewish community, then I already know that Mother E read in Job 8, verse 8, backed up with Brother Micaiah in Numbers 1, 16 through 18. I want you to answer me something. You said I offended the Jewish community, the Jews. I did that. Okay. Then mother came in behind it, and Mother Eve got into the ear by whatever means she did, and she said, listen, she radioed to them and said, hey, respond to Job 8, verse 8. What is that, Mother Eve, 8, verse 8?
Eight verse eight. The book of Job, chapter 8, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, what did you say, Mom?
So they read in the book, in the law of Yahweh, the sin, and gave the sin, and called them to understand the reading.
All right. Job 8, 8.
Well, I turned away from Job. Okay. Book of Job, chapter 8, verse 8. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of thy father.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna ask you something about our offended the Jew and the Jewish community. Who is the father of the Jew and the Jewish community? According to the Bible, because we know all nations here today. So who is the father to the Jewish and the Jewish community that I've been? Come on, Brother McGuire.
Okay. Going over to the, you want the book, you say going over to the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 16 down to 18?
Yes, sir. Yeah, how about that? No, how about that? Numbers 1, 16 through 18. Got the old C out there,
okay.
Young man.
The book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 16 reads, these were the renowned of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. Verse 17. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name. Verse 18. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigree after their family. Family of their fathers, according to the numbers of their name.
So I'm going to ask you something. Who is the father of these Jewish community? Who is the father of these people? Since we know all nations here today. Who did I find out of the Jewish community that is a long word for Jew? A Jew is a short word for a long word called Jewish. So who did I find out of the Jewish community? I want to ask you something. So now, back to Titus. And so that's Yahweh now. I want to ask you something. And let's see what he asked him in verse 23. 21, 23. What are you asking that, Brother Titus? What are you asking?
Matthew, chapter 21, verse 23. And when he was to come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest you these things? And who gave you this authority?
24.
Verse 24. And our father's son answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I and the likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things.
25.
In the baptism of John, which was it, from heaven or of man? And they reasoned with themselves saying,
If we say
from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not dare believe him?
Oh, so they reason with themselves. They start checking the ball spot. It's not. If we say that John's baptism was from heaven, then he gonna say, why don't you believe us? Huh? So now they in a huddle together. What happened in verse 26?
Verse 26. For if we should say of man, we are the people, for all whole John was a seed.
Men. So if we say this, then we already know what he's saying. Okay. Now let's see what Yahweh said to them. See, this is what we got to do. Yahweh said to them, when they ask you something, you know, like I asked the question, if we ain't the children of Israel, the Israelites, then who are we?
Then who are we then? You always tell us who we ain't. Would you tell us who we is then? Tell us who are we? If we Israel, the Israelites of the book, then you tell us who are we then? Oh, that don't fly no more, being Hebrew, Jewish, and that ain't gonna fly. African American, Negro, and nigger, that ain't flying. Who are we in? See? Now, I want to ask you, who are we? They say, oh, we can't tell you who you are. They look at Yahweh, I dropped them in verse 27. What do you say in 27?
Matthew chapter 21, verse 27. And they answered Yahweh the Son and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things.
I ain't telling you nothing neither. You ain't going to tell me nothing. I ain't telling you nothing. Now, if you can't answer my question, I ain't going to be asking you. See, it's time for you to understand what's written, Brother Makai, in the book called Jude 1, verse 3. It's time out. We got to know what's written in Jude 1, 3, written next to Revelation. We got to know what's written, Brother Makai. 1, verse 3 says what?
Book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. We're going over to the book of Jude, chapter 1, and we're going to read verse number 3. Verse 3, read.
Jude.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints.
You see that? He said, listen, you got to honestly contend. You can't go back with me saying, I'm going to ask you something. You won't talk that talk to me. I'm going to ask you about 17, 1, 2, and 3 in Luke, Micaiah. I'm going to ask you something. And mother, I was rudely interrupted yesterday. Could you come on back to give me some Hebrews chapter, give me 7, verse 2, 4 and 9. Give me two lines in verse 2. I'll be waiting on your mother. Now, so now, what you reading there, young lion?
I'm trying to catch you. Yeah, that's what I was saying. What was that you called out?
1, 2, and 3. Luke, chapter 17, 1, 2, and 3. What it say?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Luke, chapter 17. We're going to read verse 1. We're going to read verse number 2. And we're going to read verse number 3. The book of Luke, chapter 17. Picking up at verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Verse 2. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him.
Okay. So the bottom line is you messing around with the wrong people. Because the wrong people got a game changer on them, Brother Makai. They got a game changer with them in the book of Micah and Amos 5:14. And the only way you're going to keep this game changer, mother's going to bring it up. I'm going to bring it out in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2. Two lines, let's get down to 4 and 9. But now, so you got to understand, the power is in your hand if you apply the book to whatever you're doing. Matter of fact, what it say again in Micah chapter 5, verse 14?
Okay. Going back over to the book of Micah, we'll read chapter 5. You want Amos 5:14 or Micah 5:14?
Thank you, Amos. Thank you. Thank you, that young line. Excellent. 5:14, what it say?
Okay, we want Amos, chapter 5, verse number 14, read. 14. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahuwah, and so the Yahuwah of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken.
Say it again. Read that again.
Book of Amos. Book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 14. 14, read. Seek good and not evil.
Read that again.
Amos, chapter 5, verse 14. Seek good and
not
evil.
Verse out, bro,
the book of Amos. The seer, chapter 5, verse 14. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so Yahuwah, Yahuwah's hope should be with you as you have spoken.
Micaiah, read that verse again.
Book of Amos, chapter 5.
Read
verse
that verse again.
Book of Amos, the seer, chapter 5, verse 14. Seek good and not evil.
Who going to read that verse
that
again?
That you may live.
Who going to
read that
verse
again?
Seek
good. Seek the commandments.
No. Wait, hold on.
Hold on
there, young lions and mothers. I just got a little message from the WCC. Says, see, you know, remember one thing,
mm-hmm.
this is our radio.
Mm-hmm.
We can cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget that. That's it. All right. So now, I'm okay. What's the reason again? You know, they have to remind
okay.
me who station. I mean, we clear is your radio station. Back on the clock, come on.
Okay, the Book of Amos, chapter 5, verse number 14. 14 reads, be good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Yahuwah of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken.
Mm-hmm. And here we're going to cut off the elders, so go to the mother. Elders, M-U-T-E. All right. Your radio station for now, but I need a book, but what are we, for Micaiah? The book of Amos is a statement of something in Amos chapter 11. Can you help me? We know we are right now 11:16, but I want to precept, Brother Micaiah, after we do 11:16. We know that Yahweh did something for us, but we also know something else. We also know that's written that something we can read, and y'all can help me out. There's something you can read. Give me that. So Yahuwah, he said he's going to make sure you know you got this. What's your read now, Bubba Guy? Bubba Guy, what's your read?
You say, chapter what?
Come on, Mosey. Make it a little louder, Mosey. 11:16. Thank you, Mosey.
11:16.
Yep. That's what Mother Z say. So, our position today are 11:16 according to prophecy. Look, it says in Ezekiel 11:16.
Going over to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse 16. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, Therefore, say, thus says Yahuwah, Yahuwah, although I have cast them far off among the 17 nations, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary, a little temple in the countries where they shall come.
Yeah. If I don't want to catch you anyway.
Yeah, well.
But I got six anointed camps for you right now. So it's up to you to get into six camps. He got six camps out of the whole world is waiting on you. Six anointed camps.
Yeah, well.
Called Boston Israelite. You see, there it is now. That's the prophecy of that verse right there. Okay. I don't want to catch you anyway. I'm going to be a love to you. And you look where you go. Well, he said, but when you get right, I need you, Mother, see? When you get right, I'll be bringing you on just after this verse, Mother. Most, listen, I can't, that's enough talking. I got talk now. Okay, good. Hey, Mother, Bubba Cow, give me 35, verse number 8. 36-8. Now this at the sixth location, what do you make? Although you be a little sanctuary, a little temple, at all six of your locations, but never forget what I got reading 36 verse 8. What do you say?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse number 8. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 8 reads, but you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come.
Hey, that's up. They are here to come. Not African American Negroes. All you leaders. Not no Hebrew Israel ain't got nothing coming. Look here. The Jews? No, he got nothing coming. He said, who at hand to come is my people of Israel. And that was Marie. We at hand to come, y'all. All we got to do is stop being so rebellious and make a calling according to the Bible. Hey, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah, one of Moses out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you there, see you right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Moses. I know you say, I'm just look here. Look, I got enough written down now. I'm going to talk. Give me the microphone. You got the microphone, Mother. Come on, Mother Z.
I'm going to read in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And then I'm going to go to 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 8 to, I guess, down to 18. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8. First Peter chapter 3 verse 8. First Peter chapter 3 verse 8. Finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brothers. Be be pitiful, be cautious, courteous.
Be courteous.
Verse 9, not rendering evil for evil, or weak.
Railing,
but consider
contrarywise,
bless know
blessing.
That knowing that ye are
thereunto
called that ye should inherit a blessing. Verse 10. For he that will love life and seek good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak not guile.
No guile.
Mm-hmm. Verse 11. Let him assure evil and do good. Let him seek peace and
ensure it.
Verse 12. For the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. Verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if he be followers of that which is good? Verse 14. But if he suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of them, of the tares, neither be troubled. Verse 15. But sanctify the Yahweh in your mind, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you
a reason
of the hope that is in you, which with meekness and fear. Verse 16. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that
falsely
accuse you. Good.
Your good.
Good conversation in Yahweh the Son, verse 17. For it is better if the will of Yahweh be so that he suffer for well doing than for evil doing. Verse 18, for Yahweh the Son also had one half. For Yahweh the Son also have one suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to Yahweh the Father. Being put to death in the affliction in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And I'm gonna stop right here and say, Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah,
Qua.
Hallelujah,
Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. All right, there, Mosey, that's it. You got the message across, no doubt about it. Now, Mo E, you got me two lines waiting. You got me two lines waiting in Hebrews 7, verse 2. Get down to 4, verse 9. Now, remember, you want Yahweh with you. Now,
You're a ghost. If you're going to do the Bible, you do the Bible. You know your name? Now do the Bible. You want Yahweh to be with you? Okay. Do the Bible. That's all you got to do. And I hear what you're saying, W. He gets better to mute young lion, Brother Micaiah. M-U-T-E on Micaiah. Where's your radio station? You do what you want to do. We're still, the box they have been lit, the curtain have went up. All right. So, Mother, what can we read out of the book called Hebrews 2 lines, 7 verse 2? What does it say?
Book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all first, being by
Hold on that part. So he gave, all that was two lines. He gave a tenth part of all. Now, Brother Micaiah, remember, Brother Titus, what tenth part
yes,
of all did he give Joshua 6:19? So he gave a tenth part of all. What is he talking about that we can read? Let's go to Joshua chapter 6, verse 19. He gave a tenth part of them all. He said, Paul was reminding the children of Israel, you got to give a tenth part of all. Okay, good. What are you talking about? We're going to precept that to call Joshua 6:19. Bring it.
The book of Joshua, blue word for Oshia, chapter 6, verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto Yahuwah. They should come into the treasury of Yahuwah.
So now you know the tenth part of all is. The tenth part of all is that and donations. So they got the tenth part of all this. But that was a tenth part of all means. It don't mean you know you ain't got no bulls, you know you ain't got no goats, you know you ain't got a tenth part of them. But you do have a tenth part of whatever this is. Read again in 6:19. What it say? 6:19 again.
The book of Joshua, include word for Oshia, chapter 6. Verse 19, but all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto Yahuwah. They should come into the treasury of Yahuwah.
So that money, a tenth part of that money, to have Yahuwah with you, you got to be mindful of these things. It's a precept. Back to Hebrews. 7 verse 4.
Mother
Eve, bring it.
Look at Hebrews chapter 7 verse 4 read. Now consider how great this man was unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the four.
Oh yeah, he gave a tenth of four. What did he give? What did he give, Mother? Brother Titus, what did he give him in 6:19? What did he give a tenth part of four? What did he give? 6:19 again.
Joshua, blue word for Oshia, chapter 6, verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated to Yahuwah. They should come into the treasury of Yahuwah. Money.
You know you ain't bringing no bull and no cows and no goats and put in the treasury of Yahuwah. So you know that what they're talking about. Now, back, Mother, read verse 9. Excellent, Mother. Excellent, Mother.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
Mm-hmm. So Levi
paid tithes in Abraham? And what would Levi in verse 10?
Verse 10. But he was yet in the land of his father when Melchizedek met him.
So when Yahweh's son met him, they were still in the land of
That's
Abraham,
right.
Isaac, and
That's Israel. Right.
What is we at right now? Isn't we in the land of these people right now? So we was in the land when I was born. So we in the land of the people right now. Okay. Verse 20 out of verse 22. What it say? Genesis 28, verse 20 to 22. Let's talk about us being in the loins of our. If you don't know what to do today, look back at yesterday. We're gonna see what's going on. Genesis 28, 20 out of verse 22 says what?
God in the book of the first book of every tablet, Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 to 22. Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 and 22. And Jacob bowed a vow, saying, if Yahweh be with me and will keep me in this way, that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. Verse 21. Verse 21.
Verse 21.
So that I come and...
What?
Verse 21. 22.
We're
in Genesis 28,
verse
20 out of
verse...
Yeah, I'm reading. Genesis 28. All right.
We're in 28, verse
20 out of
verse
20.
Genesis, come on.
Yes, sir. Genesis chapter 28, I'm at verse 21. So that I come again to my father's house in peace. Here is the Yahweh. Be my Yahweh. Verse 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar should be Yahweh's temple. And of all that should give me. I will surely give you 10th unto you.
He gonna give him a 10th of what in Joshua 6:19, young lion. And mother, he had me Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8 and 13, waiting on me. 8 and 13, mother. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8 and 13. He said, I'm gonna give you a 10th of all. What all are talking about in Joshua 6:19?
Joshua, polluted word for shit, 6:19. But all the silver and gold and the vessel of brass and iron are consecrated to Yahweh. They should come into the treasury of Yahweh.
So you see what your father said, Abraham, Isaac, Israel? He said, Lord, he said, if you
Yahweh.
Be with me, so I do my part is giving you a tenth of all. I'm going to make sure you get a tenth of all. He's talking about donation, 10% of all. As long as you with me, I'm going to make sure I do my part to keep you with me. That's when you're going to see the blessing come, when you do what the Bible tells you to do. Hey, that's what Paul was reminding them in the temple in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2, 4, 9, and 10. We in the laws of them peoples right now. If you want Yahweh to be with you, do what the Bible tells you to do. What you reading, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what you reading out of the 11th chapter, verse 8 and 13?
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8 and verse 13. Verse 8.
Tell me the book of Deuteronomy 8, 11, 14, 17, 18, and Proverbs 10, 22. Back to back. Come on. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land where you go to possess it. Verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligent unto my commandment or instruction, which I command you this day, to love the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and to serve him with all your mind and with all your soul. Okay.
So he's saying, if you do what have been instructed through my word, then you have my love, and then I'm with you. You can't do this thing the way you want to do it. What he tell you to do, just look at the Bible and see what the Bible tell you to do. Now, Bubba, try this. Deuteronomy chapter 8,
yes, sir.
11, 14, and Proverbs 10, 21, and Mother Eve, meet me in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 down to verse 9, and Brother Titus, close it out in 7 down to verse 12, after Mother's closing statement. Come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 11, 14, 17, and 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that you forget not Yahweh, your Yahweh, and not keeping his Torah instruction of the first five books, and his judgment, and his statutes, which I command you this day. Verse 14. Then your mind be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh, your Yahweh, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, from the land of bondage. Verse 17. And you say in your mind, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this way. Verse 18. But you should remember Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which you swear unto your father, as it is this day. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of Yahweh.
Hold on, young line. We got 700,000 on the international side. They need to hear this fluently, what you're getting ready to read in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21 and 22, and Mother, and Mother Eve. And the Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 down to 9, and a closing statement. Come on. Come on, young line.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 21 and 22. Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 21. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Verse 22. The blessing of Yahweh is making rich, and he added no sorrow with it.
See, the blessing of Yahweh, he will make you rich. He gets you rich in his understanding his word. His word. See, Yahweh is the one. See, you remember the young man, it's hard about, he was the richest black man ever lived, but then Satan took it away from him. Satan the one gave it to you. Why don't you wait on Yahweh's riches? But first of all, Yahweh's hand. And what he telling you to do in Joshua 6:19, what he telling you to do? What he telling you to do in 6:19 now?
Okay. Book of Joshua, blue word, Oshia, chapter 6, verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto Yahweh. They should come into the treasury of Yahweh.
So that's what he's talking about. Yeah. He ain't talking about no bulls and goats and no grain and no corn. He's saying, bring that money, and put it in the temple.
and Yahweh check it. And watch Mother Eve not after Paul. Come on, Mother Eve. Give me Malachi 3:6-9, the closing statement. Come on.
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6-9. For I am the Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed. Verse 7. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my inheritance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yes, you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithe and offering? Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation.
You see, he'll curse you in your life. He has the fact that you can continue to go up the way you want to come up with. See, all the night, a long book will open my head and read that brother Titus one more time, 6:19, and mother will give a closing statement. 6:19 of Joshua. People, come across your mind whenever you counting them green things that is on what in the Bible in 6:19. Bring it.
The book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated to Yahweh. They should come into the treasury of Yahweh.
So now you know he's talking about tithes and offerings. He's talking about tithes and offerings, the money, the green stuff. Do what Yahweh tells you to do, then he kicks in. Continue to do your own thing, then you wonder why you're always caught up in something go wrong with you, because you ain't doing the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Mother E, 7 o'clock, take your time, Mother. We catch the wind tonight at 6 o'clock. Come on.
Thank you for praising Yahweh for this class. Thank you for praising Yahweh to be in the class. And thank you for praising Yahweh for each and every one that's listening to the class. I'm going to read a few verses of Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Yahweh, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowls and from the noise of pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall the trust his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terrors by night, nor are the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pest that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Titus, give me Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, 9 through 12, and the closing statement. Catch you all Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Come on.
Go to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 9 through 12. Malachi chapter 3, verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 6. Bring you all the tithes